Good morning. Okay. Okay, first of all, I want to be as quiet as we can. You do that well. Do you know what a veteran is? What's a veteran? Do what? Okay, someone that was in the military. Phil, what'd you say? Butch, what did you say?
It wasn't me, but it was my husband.
I said you're a worn-out old man.
Or a woman. A veteran is someone who has a job to do and has done it for a while and then no longer does that job. So we could all be veterans, right? Are there things? We'll look at them later. Okay. Have you ever done anything and you don't do it anymore? Okay, that's maybe not the right question. But when we look at the veterans that have worked very hard, have risked their lives for us, I don't know if veteran says enough for what they've done. I don't know. It just doesn't seem enough. What do you think? The opportunity that was given to us to write cards to Luke Jameson and his unit has really spread to my coworkers, and they are having their children make cards. They're having people in their schools make cards, and I I'm not supposed to know that. That's a secret for me. But I had to tell. And I think that it is so important that as Jesus gave his life for us, don't you think that we should also accept those who have given their lives for us in military, that have given us the right or the ability to continue our lives? In the scripture today, Paul is asking the Christians of Corinth to be sure that when they go about telling the word, that they tell the word of Jesus and of God, and not of others who are disciples, who are evangelists, that we don't worship someone because they talk well. Or we don't worship someone because they say things that we think they should be saying. We know that Larry is a good preacher, but he is giving the words of Jesus, and that's the person that we follow. And just as our veterans, they went out and obeyed their officers, and they also obeyed their hearts to give to us, just as Jesus did. So let's pray for our veterans, okay? You want to take his hand? You want to hold her hand? I bet you really do. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. This is a beautiful day, and we're having a wonderful time with our families and a wonderful time with our church family. And we just thank you so much for those veterans who have continued to give us that right. And in your name we pray. Amen.